Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happiest of Fridays. Last chance for Lady Gaga. Right now, take the word diamond. D-I-A-M-O-N-D, baby. Diamond. Text it to our contest line 20357. That gets you entered to win your last chance pair of tickets for Lady Gaga July 22nd, right around the corner at the Chase Center. The word is diamond. Text it to our contest line 20357, and you'll also be entered to win a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl. Oh, Lady Gaga, are you a little monster or what? Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capital Records. This hour's code word is diamond. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's where I got my hot tub. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Creative Energy's freedom to choose sale is on. Sorry, I'm a little giddy. Score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. Ends July 15th, which is middle of just a few days from now. Oh boy, get on this. Go this weekend, creativeenergy.com. Lots of locations, you can check it out. Tomorrow, Maddie is on the side of a building. Maddie's on the side of a building. Maddie, he's gonna rappel. Don't fall, Maddie.
My stomach is dropping already. I'm like, why did I say yes to this?
You know what's even worse? I saw the email. Danae, our promotions lady.
Yeah.
Like, she's a badass.
She can't wait
obvious.
To do it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. She's a total badass, and she's going to just be the first one off the ledge. Yeah. I guarantee it.
She is, she's been on the show, well, she's helped the show a million times, but mm-hmm. she came on to talk about how she's going to be on Survivor.
Well, she tried out. Oh, absolutely.
Right. She
yeah.
wants to be on.
And I hope she gets the gig. And
oh God,
this is an example of why she'll be great. She's no chicken.
No.
And, you know, they sent the email and said, hey, do you guys want to? And I probably could have just said, no, thank you. But of course, I have to out myself and go, no, I'm already scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared writing, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I am too chicken to rappel down a 10-story building.
I mean, it's for charity, the Aneurysm and AVM Foundation, but I'm very nervous. And Bob's coming.
They
so
won't
she's,
let anything happen
they'll
to you.
They'll see me shaking and...
What time is it at?
I think we're meeting at 11 a.m. and sometime between 11 a.m.
Oh, that's nice. It's not
and,
crack of dawn. That's great.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that when it's still dewy and slippery out there.
I just want to get it done. I want to be the first one. I just want to go do it.
You think you want to, except today is going to be like full Tom Cruise off that ledge too, like dropping stories.
Yeah, jumping, pushing off, slamming back down. It does seem like it would be so fun. I just know I would be petrified.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Going over the ledge is the problem. I'm sure once you get into a groove,
then
you're
probably
like,
really
cool.
like it.
But that first, like, oh my God, the lean back.
Yeah, I've been rock rappelling, and I know that's that's the scary part is when you actually let the rope take your body and you're there.
The initial
and
lean
then
back.
It's okay. Oh. At least, but I did like a, I don't know, I did a cliff. It was, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 feet high. I don't know. Wasn't that high, but this is really high.
This is like a 20-story building. So is that like 250 feet?
I don't know, but I'm just looking
maybe
at the window.
Maybe more.
It's a 150-foot descent down the side.
Oh, well, that's,
of the building.
That's nothing. You'll be fine.
Maddie, you are a stud. Not only did you rescue a dog from dog jail,
yep,
but you are doing something that scares you for charity.
Yeah.
Maddie, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Hopefully, I'll be on the show Monday. We'll Maddie. See.
You'll yeah. be fine.
And you're an AVM Foundation, everybody. There you go. But people can watch it, actually. There's.
Is there a live stream, or do they need to get down to it? It's at the Westin St. Francis, I
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, look. I'll try to find something, put it on the Facebook page. But, yeah, it's
very exciting. Definitely post about it, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
why.
Then text me that you posted so I can look.
Oh, Bob's going.
Don't just put it on the story, because I'll never see it.
I got you.
Thank you. You're the best. Around. Yeah, do not fret. You're going to be amazing. I have spoken. I just want to do a quick Pokemon story. Remember we were talking about there was a huge line and like fights broke out, mm-hmm, and people trying to get their Pokemon cards. I did not know that Simon Cowell, if I'm being honest, I love Pokemon. Pokemon cards, well, he has an 11-year-old, so my suspicion is that's why this happened. But he just dropped thousands on a very rare Rayquaza card. Pokemon fans.
You know what
that is? I do.
Oh.
I have a couple shiny Rayquazas.
You don't have any more?
I still have the account.
Oh, okay.
If I was to sign back on, I could trade. If somebody wants one, I could trade it with them. And I'll take anything. I don't even care. Give me a Pidgey. What do I care? I don't play that anymore. But I just thought it was so funny because, I did not know that they had rare Pokemon card shows. But of course they do. Actually, it could have been part of something larger, too, because that does sort of fit into the anime video game universe. Maybe, I don't know if it goes all the way to Comic-Con, but maybe it does. Why wouldn't it? Sort of adjacent. So he was at the annual London trading card event last month. And he is there and he was clearly looking for a specific card. His kid's name is Eric, who's 11. And he purchased a very rare card. I have a shot of the card if you care to see what it's in. One of those, it's almost like it's a very slender, if you've seen baseball cards and there's stuff about it, like a little info thing of something that makes it legit. And then the card itself is protected behind the plastic but it's cool. And it's actually a VMAX Rayquaza too, which is crazy.
You know, I don't think of him very often, but when you bring him up like you just have, I'm starting to remember the story. Didn't he sleep with his, like, one of his good friends' wives and knocked her up? And that's the boy we're speaking of?
Yeah, I think they wound up being together, too.
The question was going to be, are they still together?
I don't know.
They blew up their lives. Yeah. And if they're still together, great. Then they found, you know, then it was that love, the everlasting love that you would.
Is the resource department looking for the answers to these questions?
Is Simon still with Eric's mom?
He's not. He doesn't have a wife, but he says future wife, Laura Silverman, and son. I don't think, maybe he's still with her, but they're
future
just.
Well,
wife?
If they're engaged, that means that's right. On still. Good for them. That's what I wanted to hear, is I hope that was, for good reason.
She's the one.
Great.
So he's worth, I would say, $500 million. They're saying, well, it's probably not quite that. It's 300 million pounds, which I think is way less than,
pounds are more.
I know they're more. So it's when you see the number, it's worth more. It's less than what it would look like. Like maybe that's $400 million.
I'm seeing $600 million on some places.
Yeah. Jeez.
Woof.
A pound is worth $2?
Well, no, I mean, that's.
Anyway, he's worth plenty of money to buy this card, which was only. They say between 650 pounds and 2,000 pounds. I don't know why we can't find out exactly how much he spent. Let me see if there's a. Nope, they don't say. Anyway, he was hanging out and geeking out with his kid, which is nice. I like that. I never really got into the cards. I did like Pokemon Go for a long time, but cards, my kids were into Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
It's some other thing, but they were big. It's not like, you know, there's also Magic the Gathering cards. It's all kinds of sort of fan cards for a lot of different stuff. A couple shows I wanted to tell you guys about. Larry David, who is the co-creator of Seinfeld and was on Curb Your Enthusiasm for many mm-hmm. years. You know, I feel like that's one of those things I'm going to have to go back and watch because I loved Curb Your Enthusiasm and pretty faithfully watched the first however many seasons. And then there was a break from it. And
I
think they did like a one-off season and then they came back and did a few more seasons. He's got a new HBO show in the works. I guess the last Curb Your Enthusiasm finale aired sometime in 2024. But he's got a new show in the works. And I don't have a title for it, but they're calling it a sketch comedy series about American history. And Barack and Michelle Obama are producing it.
Mm.
One of the writers says, the characters Larry is playing didn't change history. In fact, they were largely ignored by history. And that's a good thing. So they're only doing 6 episodes to start with here, but the air date hasn't been announced, nor the title. And the quote is, noteworthy guest stars will include some Curb Your Enthusiasm cast members. I mean, that guy, I'm sure people pick up the phone for Larry David, so.
Yeah, and he was a writer behind Seinfeld, right?
He was, so, co-creator. Don't they say the George Costanza character was somewhat based on him?
I don't know, but I know that dude's super talented. Mm. This is worth a look.
He co-wrote the first bunch of seasons of it, and then he left. And I think amicably, but he decided he was going to. And so the last few, which I actually think are the weaker of them, no offense.
Of Seinfeld,
yes.
You mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought that those first ones were so genius the way they wove them together. They were intricate. Like they were so much more than just face value.
They were not only smart at putting together the show, they were smart to walk away because you cannot keep that going. It was red hot. And as you're saying, it was fading there at the end. That's to be expected.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
if you were disappointed by the Seinfeld finale, I will say, I've said it a million times, there is a whole season of Curb Your Enthusiasm where the entire cast of Seinfeld comes back and that is their finale. In fact, they talk about it and there's everything that's happened to them in the meantime and all the kind of the racist stuff with Kramer, all that stuff that happened between the end of Seinfeld and when they did this season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It all gets addressed. It's insanely clever because of course it is. And it's just, it was how the show needed to end. So if you're a Seinfeld fan, you should watch that one season of it. It's really good. Next up is Squid Game. I heard about this happening, but I've never watched one of the seasons. Squid Game, the challenge. Remember we talked about this a while ago. They've since done 2 seasons of this. So this is like Survivor style
mm-hmm.
Squid Game. There's 456 competitors. There looks like, I see. The competition's second installment is going to premiere in November. So it was successful. They did a second season and now they've renewed it for a third season. Mm. It's interesting. I'm seeing just production shots from this and it's a group of people. They look like they're from all walks of life and they're all wearing the green jumpsuit, tracksuit, and they've got their numbers prominently. It looks just like it. So Netflix is mapping out the future of Squid Game. It's a reality show version of it. When I first read this thing, I'm like, oh, no, you got to be kidding me. I thought they finished Squid Game with this last season. But this is the game show. And if you win it, it's $4.56 million in prize money. 456 contestants, a recreation of the games in Squid Game, minus the death. Nobody does die.
That's good.
We're not there yet, America. As a society, we're still not killing people on game shows. That's to come, though. We've all read The Running Man. Is that the name of it? That's right. Oh, and I think they're redoing The Running Man, too. Isn't that Glenn Powell?
It is.
Guy going to do
in
it?
In fact, I think it's done.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's a Stephen King. Was it a short story?
I don't remember, but it is Stephen King.
Mm. Anyway, if you liked Squid Game, the challenge, I'm thinking maybe I got to look at this. I wonder if they make them sleep on all the, you know, the how they have that sort of scaffolding bedroom and all that. That would be really interesting to see how they did this. But anyway, it's all one season's already down. The next one's about to premiere in November and season three right around the corner for Netflix. Scrubs, that it's back and all the stars have signed on for it. So if you were a huge fan of Scrubs, I loved Scrubs. I thought that
Oh,
was
you
a,
did.
I did. I really like it. I think
Zach I feel like Kraft Scrubs is very much like The Office in that the fans who love it are dedicated hardcore fans.
Yeah, I'm not that.
There's like a lot of people who are all, what? I didn't watch The Office and I didn't watch Scrubs.
Scrubs, I definitely watch a lot more Scrubs than I watched The Office. But sometimes now I try to put The Office on and try to get sucked into it. I'm like, how can I not? Everyone I know loves this show and they laugh and laugh and laugh. And yeah. I'm just like, I don't know.
One thing about Scrubs is Zach Braff and Donald Faison, they do a podcast where they go over all the episodes.
Oh, there's a few shows like that with the stars of The Office Ladies.
The Office
does
Ladies
it.
Is one. They're very funny together. They're really good.
Well, Donald Faison
just
signed on. And Sarah Chalk.
Yeah.
So
and she's been on, like, anybody had cameos on the show over the years they've been on that podcast. Shauna was addicted to that podcast, listening to it 24/7. And
so reading this story, it sounds like not only is it coming back, it's going to come back before the end of this year. So if you are a Scrubs fan and you were looking forward to the revival, they're getting a lot of the original cast back on board, all the important people. Let's see. Here's the official tagline that ABC's put out there. JD and Turk scrub in together for the first time in a long time. Medicine has changed, interns have changed, but their bromance has stood the test of time. Characters new and old navigate the waters of Sacred Heart with laughter, heart, and some surprises along the way.
Mm.
So, Scrubs fans.
Yeah. What a sell.
Yeah, it's great. I guess if you know the show, you'd be like, wow, that sounds amazing. Speaking of The Office, there's a spinoff to that called The Paper. It's funny because they were a paper company. The first four episodes are premiering on Peacock on September 4th. Followed by two new episodes every Thursday through September 25th.
Hmm.
It's the documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin's Scranton branch in The Office find a new subject when they discover a historic and historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to revive it. So
I will watch that.
I guess if you like that style. I mean, the thing is, it's not going to be any of the same characters. I think it's a spinoff in that the camera crew is going to go there. All right.
It looks like Oscar is in it.
Oh.
And everybody else is different, but it looks like Oscar's in it for some reason. But yeah.
Maybe he's the one who brought it to their attention.
Yeah.
Looks the paper. It's funny that they go from the paper company to the newspaper.
This will be neat.
Yeah. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will be singing live on the Wicked special ahead of Wicked for Good. The release date of that. It's November 6th. I don't think that the movie comes out until like November
21st.
Thank you. November 21st. So is that Thanksgiving weekend?
Gotta be.
Yeah. I would think they'd put it on to the long weekend. I don't know what the date of Thanksgiving is this year, but they're going to do a big special.
What day did you say?
The release date is the 21st.
That's a Friday, November 21st. So I would imagine
it's the week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is.
The
a
Friday
whole week
before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh, so Thanksgiving would be on the 27th then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So November 6th is when this special happens. They've performed some of these songs live on the Grammys, maybe even the Oscars. Actually, I think they did do a big thing on the Oscars about it, didn't they?
They did. They didn't do any original song performances, which they normally do on the Oscars, and instead they did a big Wicked thing.
They're doing a special Wicked special live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. It's Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, them along with other stars from the movie, plus surprise guests, which means they haven't nailed anybody down yet, will perform songs from the first Wicked film. And they're also teasing that maybe, just maybe, a little bit from the upcoming film.
Oh.
Oh.
The consensus is that all the best songs are in the first film.
Oh.
Or in the first half, because that's where Defying Gravity is and popular, I think.
That's true.
So we'll see what original song they're going to do. They're definitely going to have an original song in the second movie.
Yeah. So there were some new songs in that first one, right?
I don't remember. I actually haven't seen it. I decided to wait
and
watch them back to back.
That's smart.
Thank you.
That's solid waiting skills.
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I've actually never seen Wicked, even though I grew up as a theater kid.
Oh.
I've sang many songs from it, but I've
never. Have you ever read the book?
No.
The book
of
is.
Of course not. I can't read.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't say it that way.
I can't read. The book is great. And what they did differently in the stage show is marvelous. Like, I thought I knew how the whole thing went because I'd read the book. And when I saw the play, I was like, it was so good.
Did you guys cover the press tour on the show? It was before I got here. Like all the crazy interviews that Ariana and Cynthia Erivo were doing.
Mainly I
the
heard
finger.
The fingernail stuff.
So fun.
Yeah, she was so annoyed by it by the end though. I was almost like, if I was her, I'd be like, I'm clipping off all my nails until after the press tour is done. I don't want to hear about wiping myself one more time.
She really got thrown into the gauntlet. I mean, she's never had stardom like that before.
Right.
So it was
But she's
so
big
fun
on Broadway, right? Like, we've seen her in a couple of things.
But that's so different.
Yeah.
That's so different than co-starring with Ariana Grande.
Like, oh, there's a gaggle of fans at the exit door.
Exactly.
I would say she was, like, relatively speaking, unknown.
Yes.
And the voice that comes out of her on the silver screen on that movie is beyond belief.
She,
you just go... Oh, so welcome!
Is amazing.
Welcome to the super fame. Like
right.
She's unbelievable.
Was she ever Elphaba on Broadway?
I would guess no.
Yeah, maybe not. I feel like maybe they would have promoted that more. And I'll leave you with this final note. There is a season 4 teaser for The Morning Show, which is an incredibly great show on Apple TV. I don't even think you've watched season 3 yet. And that's a good one with John Hamm. That is a funny up show. It's a good one.
I am behind, yes.
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon face an uncertain future in The Morning Show's dramatic season 4 trailer. So I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're a Morning Show fan, that's an Apple TV show. That will be available for you. Vince, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a lot of stuff, but don't look at my feet after these. Oh.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice 97.3,
it's Friday. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus, get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Your garden, your patio, your home, yellow jackets and wasps don't belong there. ATCO Pest Control removes them fast so you can enjoy your space worry-free. Book now at atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. And mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off this month.
Oh, that's a nice deal. You're welcome.
Look at us.
We negotiated that for you.
We're broing you a deal. Just mention us.
ATCO Pest Control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you see morning clouds, they will burn off. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the low 90s.
Nice.
Here's what's happening on this very fine Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It is free Slurpee day, as today is 7-11.
I get it. It's adorable.
I got a couple fast facts about Slurpees.
Let's hear about it.
Fast. This Slurpees. Year's Slurpee Day marks the 98th anniversary of 7-Eleven. The first store opened in 1927 and was called Southland Ice Company. The name was then changed to Totem Stores and then 7-Eleven in 1946 to promote the new expanded hours of 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh. Is that their normal hours?
I will always thought they were 24.
I did too.
But
yeah,
I don't
most
know.
Of them are 24.
The Slurpee was invented by accident in 1958 when a soda fountain at a Dairy Queen store stopped working and the owner, Omar Nedlick, stashed some soda in a freezer so he could sell them partially frozen.
Oh.
His customers loved it. And that led him to start the Icy Company, which would be the first distributor of what would later become the Slurpee.
How funny. So Icy and Slurpee are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The Slurpee came to 7-Eleven in 1965 when they began a licensing deal with the Icy Company. As part of the terms, they were allowed to give it an original name, which would be sold at 7-Eleven exclusively, and you know that as Slurpee.
Mm.
There have been over 300 Slurpee flavors, but the most popular ones in the United States are Coca-Cola and Wild Cherry. And now you know.
I feel the better for it.
Almost half of Americans are self-conscious about their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are. It's summer,
mm-hmm.
and it is time to get naked, dude.
Yeah. Well, feet, they can be very ugly. They can be very cute, too. And if you get a nice, if you, you know, made the time to get a nice little pedicure and get your toes all polished up and make them look nice. But man, feet get ragged. Like, you know, you just use them all the time.
Well, I think they're super useful and you try to take care of them. Sure. I mean, there you are.
Do what you can.
Walking. Mm. You want them to be healthy mm-hmm. as possible, much like your hands. Yep. I mean, these are valuable tools.
Very.
For every person. I understand that most people don't live by a beach. And mm-hmm. so like we had a story a while back that was like, oh, flip-flops are out. They're cringe. They're lame. Why would any...
Yeah, Crocs are in.
If you grew up on a beach or in Hawaii yeah. or anywhere where there's an ocean...
Flip-flops are the way.
That's what you wear. There's not even a question to that. And so to hear someone, you know, go, oh, it's either the sound of... I don't know what you're cringing over.
Flip-flop. Flip-flop.
But most of us would say, you should just go cringe yourself into the city and be cringed.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
You can put your socks on with your weird
yeah,
sandals.
This is what we wear right. you know, over on the coast. It's just the way it is. It's not a statement.
And if we lose one, we just walk around until we find another one. They're everywhere, man.
44% of Americans say they're self-conscious about their feet, and 66% have avoided wearing open-toed shoes because of it.
Mm.
Biggest concerns are smells and toenail fungus.
Mm, that would not be something.
Yeah, that's a reason that you know. But then again, I don't know if airing them out might help with that smell.
Yeah. Well, and clearly there's things you can do about it. I constantly see the ads.
Mm-hmm.
What 2 steps to losing your toe fungus? Okay.
There's plenty you can do to improve your foot health and hygiene, but 30% of people say they'd be willing to give up booze to magically have perfect feet.
Well, they're crazy.
20% would give up coffee.
Oh, my God. They must have really awful feet.
I guess.
I don't mind. My feet are a little blocky. A little bit cankly. But, you know, I'm going to keep them. You guys are doing a great job. You're so good dogs.
As a girl, Dad, I have had my toenails over the last 11 years painted so many times. Mm. I can't keep track.
Yeah. And do you have some nail polish on now?
Not right now because I told you yesterday I had to go to Target.
Yes.
I went to Target because at my house we have 100, at least, no, maybe not at least, but 100 different nail polishes and 0 nail polish remover.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, once I'll get my nails painted and then there will start to be nail growing underneath the paint job.
You have no way of getting it off of there.
And so I can cut the toenail without, you know, that's sort of a feel thing. That's fine. But I can't get it off without the stuffs.
Mm-hmm. It can stain, like, especially if they go red, like it can kind of stain your nail until if you're going to leave it unpainted.
My last polish was a dark blue color.
Oh.
Looked fine. Edie did a great job, but two something weeks later, I was like, okay, I got to go to Target and get some stuff. Yeah. And I did, and I got it off. So
what's nice is that when I was little, you had the little jar, and you had to use like a cotton ball or Kleenex, and it took forever, and you know, like the acetone or whatever I think it is, and you'd sit there and you'd be trying to get it off your toes and your fingers and stuff. And now they've got so many great products, the little individual wipes you can pull off and do it. And then they've got this sponge thing where the remover's in the little pot and you just stick your finger into the holes that are in the and rub it that way. I love that.
I bought the old fashioned.
Oh, just tip the bottle
and cotton bowls.
Cotton bowls. If you have a thick coat on, you got to let it kind of soak in.
I had to buy the extra strength stuff in order to get it off. Mm-hmm. But it's gone, and I'm sure as soon as my daughter notices that, it'll be time to repaint them.
Let's go orange this time.
1 in 5 Americans haven't been to a beach in over a decade.
Oh.
One in five.
I'm actually surprised it's only 1 in 5. There are not that many beaches. Well, actually, do they count like lake beaches? They must.
I think they do, but I also believe just because I'm around the beach and grow up there and it's like a lifestyle for me, I realize most people are not going to the beach, and plenty
but
of people
to go by if you like, have it available.
As much as I loved it, it's kind of ironic that Sandy's name is Sandy, but she hates the sand. Mm-hmm. I mean, she hates it. She was always like, it gets everywhere.
Well, she was the one cleaning it up. I mean, you actually took sand and dumped it on the floorboards of your car because you're like, I give up.
Why fight it?
Right.
That's true.
You fight it so that your mom doesn't have your sand tracked into the house where now she's got to do more work.
Well, I think really you fight it in the car because you pick up a date for whatever you're going to go do, and they're in their heels or whatever they're wearing going, oh, good, I got sand in my pumps.
That's not going to be uncomfortable.
Thanks, loser.
I mean, one grain of sand can ruin a lot of things.
Almost half of Americans have gone in the past year. Around 1 in 5 haven't been to a beach in the past month.
I haven't been to a beach in the past month.
Almost 80% say they like or love the beach. 14% don't, and 7% don't have strong feelings either way. Men were a little more likely to say they hate the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. John loves a beach. You love the beach? Matt, you love the beach?
Love, love, love the beach.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised by that because I definitely don't love it as much as he does.
3% of Americans have never been to the beach.
Wow.
And I've told you, I see that from time to time where someone pulls up while you're changing or whatever and they're like,
the ocean.
And you realize they're seeing it for the first time. Just goes and goes to the sky.
I was 16 and I still have the picture in my head the first time I walked and saw the beach, and it was a big
deal.
What
was your first beach?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh,
which is
old are you?
Kind of rednecky, but it's awesome.
How old?
I was 16.
Oh boy, 16. Mm. Well, congratulations on finally seeing the beach.
Yeah, I see it all the time now.
Mm.
It's great stuff.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jane Birkin, do you know her?
I feel like I don't.
Jane Birkin was a French artist, actress, and the name behind the Birkin bag.
Oh.
You know, the
Birkin
the Hermes Birkin bag.
Hermes.
Hermes.
Didn't you just take a whole tutorial on how to Hermes? The guy was very good. He gave you two different pronunciations. Well, depending on your accent, you might want to go Hermes, or you could go like Ernest, Hermes.
Occasionally, I will check the proper pronunciation of something and then just
promptly
decide.
Forget it. Let's go Hermes so people know what we're talking about.
Completely forget what I've looked up. Mm. Scuffed, scratched, and stained. This black leather Birkin bag just sold for how much does Jane Birkin's original...
This is her bag.
Jane Birkin, the name behind the Hermes bag, the one that every celebrity...
The Birkin bag.
They all are after the Birkin. How much did the... And this bag, by the way, has stickers on it. It's well used. This is the original.
It still looks good. Like the leather looks great. So this is, you're saying this is the original bag. It's got
bag
some peeling stickers.
Yes.
It's how old is it?
Let's see if it says.
And you said it has stains and scuffs and clearly someone put stickers on it.
Here it is. The first ever Birkin to have been created by Hermes.
Or whatever it's called.
The bag was designed for the British actor and singer Jane Birkin. Oh, she's British. I'm so sorry. I said.
Oh, my. Well.
But it looks like style icon used it nearly every day from 85 to 94.
Wow.
Before it became the ultimate symbol of luxury.
So mid 80s. Okay. How much is it going for? $4 million.
I'll say $500,000.
You can get a regular Birkin for $500,000.
Oh, well,
I think like eight.
$10 million.
$10 million.
$10 million.
What?
Oh my God. It's actually weirdly, even though I think it's ridiculous and you know, you could buy 100,000 cows for that amount of money and get all their leather.
Why would you want 100,000 cows?
So that you can get their leather. Like, what is it? Like, what are the materials? Like, what is so, like, people can stitch, people can cut leather. Like, it's what makes this amazing. Like, why? Just the Hermes name?
Well, because they handled all the mess with the cows. That's why.
Anyway, $10 million. Wow, wow, wow. It's
beautiful. $10 million, everyone.
$10 million.
Yikes.
Wow.
A guy in France.
Yeah. Where the ladies wear no pants.
Is that true?
You never heard that song?
No.
There's a place in France where the ladies wear no pants. And there's a hole in the
wall. Why are you mumbling? Sing it.
I don't know all the
words. Let us hear this.
There's a hole in the wall so the men can see them all.
Oh, I never heard that part. Are you sure that's not so the men can see something else?
A guy in France is in the news after he went on a road trip with his wife.
Hermes.
And forgot her at a gas station along the way. He didn't realize that he'd left his wife behind for nearly 200 miles.
Was she in the back seat sleeping the whole time? And so he didn't realize she'd gotten out of the car?
They haven't released his name, but he's 62 years old. His wife is 60. Their 22-year-old daughter was also with them, but asleep in the back. They left Paris for Morocco last Friday night to beat traffic. It's a long drive, about 27 hours. They made several stops during the first leg. He pulled into a gas station around 4:30 in the morning, apparently to fuel up, then left without her and didn't realize it for 186 miles.
Is it possible this is just a crazy mistake?
Yes.
Is it?
In an infinite universe where anything is possible. Yes, that is possible.
Wow. That's...
They say here, it's not clear if she'd also been sleeping in the back or what. Maybe she got out and he didn't realize, but he did actually call the cops on himself around 8:30 in the morning to report.
I've left my wife. I've left my wife.
He couldn't remember which gas station he'd stopped at or even what city he left her in. How did he not have a cell phone? I know that not everybody is rolling
in
dough.
1975?
But there are homeless people out there with cell phones.
I'm always like, how do they have that?
Well, I mean,
not saying they don't deserve it. I'm just saying, where do they send the bill?
I don't know. Anyway,
guess they can get that on your phone too, an e-bill.
They say here, his daughter was sleeping during the stop, so she couldn't help at all either about where they'd stopped or, what city or what station.
I have lost my wife. I have no idea where I left her off. I was just trying to fill up my tank.
Cops eventually found the wife by tracking her cell phone.
What? Is she the only one with a cell phone in the family?
It sounds like she's the only one.
The daughter doesn't have one?
It turned out she'd been sitting there for 4 hours waiting for him to come back.
Oh, my God.
Cops thought there's a chance he did this on purpose, but ultimately decided it's an honest mistake. He's not in any legal trouble. He will, I'm sure, be in trouble with his wife.
Yeah, that does feel like. And circling, so you really don't see me. You just don't. You don't look for me. You don't pay attention to me.
He'll be on foot rub duty for a long time. I mean, if she likes those.
I was going to say, unless she's like on foot cutting off duty.
He went back and got her.
Oh, that's nice.
And they continued on to Morocco.
That's kind of interesting, huh?
She's okay, everyone.
That is either an honest mistake or that is the end of them.
How are they driving to Morocco?
You drive to probably Gibraltar and take a ferry or something. Oh, yeah.
Good grief. Okay. Who even thought through that far? This guy's not getting laid.
The first thing I thought of his life. To drive up and go down.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now on a map. Yeah, you're right.
Entirely cut off forever.
And then I was like, there's no bridge there. There's gotta be a ferry.
Yeah.
And then that's Morocco right on the other side.
It is.
Okay. Phew.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. My grandpa left my grandma at a rest stop in the 60s. No cell phones. She just waited. And eventually CHP flagged him down.
Oh, he still hadn't realized.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Back there.
Would you know your wife's tag number if that ever happened? If you were like.
You call my wife a dog?
License plate number.
Oh.
Her license number.
Sheesh.
No, but would you, like, if you got left someplace and it's a universe in the infinite universe where we don't have cell phones and the CHP comes by, you'd be like, yeah, she's in a blue whatever with the license plate number.
No, I wouldn't know her license plate.
And me neither.
You don't keep pictures of them in your phone?
No. What? That's a great idea.
That's how I remember because I never can remember my license plate number, so I have it saved.
Oh, like as a favorite photo?
Mm-hmm.
I have some stuff in there that's saved as a favorite so I can pull it up whenever I need it.
That's it?
Yeah. License and crap like that, you know. Because I know I'm going to have my cell phone on me. That's for sure. I'm putting that thing down. I love it. I'm in love with it. Rub it on myself. What? Here on my shoulder. I just love my cell phone so much.
So you rub it on yourself?
Yeah, you know, you hold it, you clean it. You're just like, oh, I love it. Let me get the lipstick out of there.
408 says, I was born and raised in Pismo Beach. I did not even know there were other types of shoes other than flip-flops until I moved to San Jose. I still use them everywhere.
Oh. And if you've got nice feet and a decent pair of flip-flops, you're fine. But there are some bad flip-flops situations. Like when they have become just like, they're more like a flap-flop. They're just they're all worn off and they're hanging by a thread and your feet are gnarly and they're filthy.
Having worked in surf shops for many years as a young person, what I used to recommend to people, you don't get them a size big, you get them a size small.
Oh.
You want them to hold tight to your feet, or as tight as you can to your feet. That reduces the clippity clap that you make that some people are offended or bothered by.
Oh.
You want them to fit snug, even if your toes are slightly like right on the edge, that's better than having this, be swimming long in it, right? And then they're clippity, they're all over the place. That's also how you can hurt yourself.
By tripping. Catch the toe of it on something. And
ill-fitted flip-flops.
Mm.
Hey, hi, Vinny. That bag sold for $15.3 million. It was 8 million euros. Hope you get laid. Love you guys. Oh. The story I'm reading right here says 10 million, but certainly I could be wrong.
You know, that's the thing about trusting sources these days. You can't.
This is CNN.
Yeah, but still.
Scuff, scratch, and stain, this black leather Birkin bag just sold for 8.6 million euros, $10 million.
That actually does sound like a better monetary, when they figure, what's it called when you conversion? Mm. Jesus. Because it's not, you know, euros aren't worth twice what a dollar is. They're worth like, you know, $1.30 maybe.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Justin's surprise scooters payoff, an art that might actually be a good investment, even though it was painted by chimps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.